Southwark News, Thursday, April 3rd, 2014. Cheers! A year on and Rescued Ivy House wins London Pub of the Year accolade. London's first co-op pub has just won the South East London Pub of the Year award 1 year after being purchased by a group of regulars. A handful of devout customers raised £550,000 of funding to save the 150-year-old pub from redevelopment, and made the purchase around a year ago, on March 15th. After securing contributions from over 350 community shareholders, the pub was ready to reopen in August and has been going from strength to strength ever since. The historic Boozer in Stewart Road played host to the likes of Elvis Costello, Joe Strummer and Ian Dury in the 1970s and is now welcoming live music acts back to its backroom stage, complete with gold lamé curtains. With 50 or 60 events lined up over the next few months, the pub is functioning as the community hub envisioned by the pub saviours, as well as a popular old-fashioned watering hole for the locals. This is just a pub. There are no pretensions, it just does what it says Hugo Sims, who sits on the pub's board as one of the five to rescue the Ivy House last year. The pub has been much busier as a pub than it used to be. It's been very successful. We just won the Camera Campaign for Real Ale, South East London Pub of the Year, he added. One of the criteria for Camera judges to decide between the 500 different pubs in the area is community focus. You can't be more community focused than a pub that's run by the local community, said Neil Pettigrew of Camera South East London, adding that the main criteria, though, is always the quality of beer on offer. The Ivy House always has a good range of 7 or 8 real ales, and most are from London local breweries, which is wonderful, he said. The pub now employs 20 members of staff, including a bar manager, who takes care of the day-to-day running of the place, while the board meet monthly to make sure the pub stays true to their vision as a meeting place at the heart of the community. People are saying they are meeting their neighbours again. It's the sort of place you can just walk in and get chatting to someone, even if you don't know them, said Hugo. The shareholders, who gave varying donations to get the pub up and running, are unlikely to get any financial dividends from their investment, but Hugo says most people do not expect that and talk instead of their contribution giving them a warm, glowing feeling. Hugo and his comrades were able to get the 19th century building Grade 2 listed, with the support of Camera and the Peckham Society, and Southwark Council subsequently registered it as an asset of community value, which gave the group 6 months to raise the cash to buy the pub. The Architectural Heritage Fund and the Social Investment Business Group funded the initial purchase, with the community shareholders funding the necessary refurbishment to prepare the pub to reopen on August 25th. The Ivy House will be formally presented with their Camera Award in the coming weeks.